Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It is going to be chilly throughout the day, bitter cold, snow creating some problems on the roads. We'll get the latest on those details from Beau Duran coming up in just 5 minutes. Right now, though, let's get a check of the actual forecast with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Our light snow has left behind a slippery mess all across the area. That snow will be going away very quickly here in short order, but the rest of the day is going to be brisk and very cold. Despite sunshine, our high temperatures will stay in the teens with AccuWeather real field temperatures hovering near zero. This frigid weather continues tonight under clear skies with lows in the single digits across the area, and will only get to the low 20s tomorrow before the cold eases for a couple of days Thursday and Friday. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We've got a situation on the roads here. I want to go to Beau Duran. We have some state troopers involved in a crash. Big problems in Northwest Indiana. Let's get an update here now, Beau.
Yeah, the trooper crash was on the inbound side of the Stevenson at Harlem. There were two state police troopers responding to a crash at Harlem. It was struck by a passing vehicle. The troopers are checking in okay, but obviously their vehicles are damaged, and IDOT crews are helping everybody get off the expressway. The really big issues this morning are in Northwest Indiana, where both directions of 8094 are basically moving at speeds of less than 5 miles an hour of the entire stretch through Gary and Hammond. We've had multiple crashes, vehicles in the wall, jackknife semis. It's basically a traffic grab bag of a mess in Northwest Indiana, so you want to avoid 8094 at all costs. Use the Indiana Toll Road instead. A lot of problems on I-65 in Merrillville getting into Gary with multiple crashes as well. We'll give you the full traffic roundup coming up in just 3 minutes. Let's go.
Thanks so much. The Chicago Public Schools new Board of Education will be seated tomorrow, and they will immediately face major financial crises.
Rising costs, fewer students, and a growing $9 billion in debt have created a crisis that budget watchdog group, the Civic Federation, warns in a report may require state intervention to fix. Even with a $9.9 billion budget, the report says CPS lacks the funds to cover new teacher and principal contracts, which could cost at least $125 million. Experts have warned that CPS may need to cut spending, close schools, or seek more state aid as financial troubles worsen. Last time the state took control of CPS was in the 1970s. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person is dead after a shooting on the south side last night. Police say 24-year-old DeWine Jones was in an argument with another man near 75th and Eberhardt when the other man shot him several times. Police say no arrests have been made. An Algonquin teacher is being hailed as a hero for helping save a seventh grader while he was choking at school. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco Shelley Kaminga, eighth grade math teacher at Westfield Community School, was recognized by the District 300 Blue Ribbon Society for saving a student's life while he was choking. Now, the district says during lunch on October 18th of 2024, Kaminga noticed 7th grade student Gunnar Garcelin was turning red and was unable to breathe or talk. Kaminga performed the Heimlich maneuver and the food was dislodged from the student's throat. He ended up being okay. Kaminga was presented with a Blue Ribbon Society certification and a pin for her actions. She says it was the first time she performed the Heimlich outside of training. Reporting live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois lawmakers are considering a plan to import less expensive prescription drugs from Canada.
The measure aims to create a wholesale prescription drug importation program established by the Illinois Department of Public Health. The network would allow for contracts with Canadian suppliers to import lower-priced medication, providing savings to residents. The Wholesale Prescription Drug Importation Program Act would create a registration process to be used by health providers and pharmacies. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One of the country's most popular country music and barbecue festivals has released its schedule.
The Windy City Smokeout will take place July 10th through the 13th outside the United Center. The concert lineup headliners include Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, Old Dominion, and Bailey Zimmerman. In 2022, the Smokeout won the Academy of Country Music's Festival of the Year Award. 1-day and 4-day wristbands are available for purchase at WindyCitySmokeout.com. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A longtime suburban hotspot is getting honored nationally.
If you like live music, you have almost certainly spent a few nights at Fitzgerald's Nightclub on Roosevelt Road in West Suburban Berwyn. Now Fitzgerald's has been officially added to the National Register of Historic Places, the only music venue or nightclub in Illinois and one of the few in the country to earn such an honor. Will Duncan and Jess King are the owners of Fitzgerald's.
When you walk into a building that was built as a club and has been a club for 100 years, there is a feeling to it.
We're starting to plan some events around, you know, we're ordering a plaque and having a plaque dedication here and hopefully getting some signage out on the highways and, you know, we'll do a few things throughout the year for sure.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Sports, here's Josh Liss.
Hey, good morning. Vikings quarterback Sam Darnold never saw it coming, trying to tie up L.A. in their playoff game in Glendale, Arizona. Instead, it's a game-changing play that helps keep the Rams on top for good.
He gets the shotgun snap, and he gets a block from him, and he sets up. He's hit. He fumbled the ball, and it's picked up on the play. It's Jared Verse at the 50, near sideline 40. Foot race to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Rams!
And Jared Verse winds up somersaulting into the end zone, says it was going to dunk on the field goal post, but I was too tired. Kevin Harlan with a spot on holler. Westwood 1 versus 57-yard fumble return touchdown on one of 9 sacks on Darnold. Help the Rams clobber the Vikings 27-9. Matt Stafford throws for a couple of TDs. The Rams go to Philadelphia to face the Eagles Sunday at 2. The Lions remain about a 9-point favorite in their matchup with Washington Saturday night. Saturday afternoon, Kansas City, about an 8-point favorite, hosts Houston, and the Bills sitting about a 1-point favorite in the game of the weekend, hosting Baltimore Sunday late afternoon. The Bears' large number of reported coaching candidates set to interview soon include former Cowboys and ex-Packers head coach Mike McCarthy, and they're interested in Packers OC Adam Stenovich, among many others. The Blackhawks' Connor Bedard scores in the middle period, but it's too little, and the Hawks go through a scoreless third, losing to the Flames at home 5-2. They're in Nashville Thursday. The Blackhawks are done, and the Bulls take on the Pelicans here tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBB.
The wildfires in Southern California, just another example of why it's important to be prepared financially for a natural disaster.
From wildfires in California to hurricanes on the Gulf Coast and tornadoes in the Midwest, natural disasters can upend your life in an instant. That's why you should have a so-called go bag for your finances. Bill Uliveri, owner of Senecal Capital Management in Glenview, tells the Noon Business Hour that a go bag could have copies of your ID cards, utility bills, essential account numbers, and estate planning documents. Uliveri says your go bag can be physical or digital.
You can scan it and put all your important documents, say, on a thumb drive or some kind of USB stick and put that in your go-to bag. Or you can also have the luxury of storing it on the cloud.
Even if you don't finish the go bag, Uliveri says you'd rather work on gathering important financial information now than in the aftermath of a disaster. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A teenager who was missing for 4 months was found in a Chicago basement earlier this month. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Francisco, this was a 15-year-old girl. She was reported missing on September 22nd of 2024 by her mother, a Chicago resident. U.S. Marshals were made aware of the case on January 1st and offered to help Chicago police. Police say the investigation required immediate attention due to a belief that the child could possibly be in danger of sex trafficking. Investigators eventually found the teen and in a Chicago apartment, hiding in the basement storage area behind a water heater. She appeared to be in good health. She was taken to Comer's Children's Hospital for a further medical evaluation before being safely returned to her legal guardian. No arrests have been made at this time. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new wildfire has begun in Southern California, forcing evacuations, but firefighters have stopped its growth for now. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in the community of Pacific Palisades.
The so-called auto fire broke out overnight in neighboring Ventura County, north of Los Angeles, just 1 week after terrifying wildfires encircled L.A. with devastating consequences. Los Angeles begins this Tuesday by bracing for more.
Winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat critical.
Meanwhile, a lawsuit has been filed against Southern California Edison, claiming the utility's equipment sparked the deadly Eaton fire just outside of Los Angeles. One person is in custody after a discovery in an apartment building on the south side.
Chicago police responded to the Lake Meadows Apartments on the 500 block of East 33rd Place on a call of suspicious objects inside a residence. The Chicago Police Bomb Unit cleared the scene as a precaution before they determined that the objects were safe and posed no threat. Police say one person was placed into custody at the scene. There were no reports of injuries. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.